The stretch comes with dripping, drooling pre-cum, sperm preparing to escape, but it is not yet time. The system will know when it is time, of course. The system will have warning, and the milker will have warning far before that. Warning that if it does this and slips a little bit off the penis, undulating away from the veins of the engorged shaft, it will bring the testes closer to desperate torment. Then, before the penis is able to release, it will be covered again with a more stilled sleeve. The sleeve stops when it needs to stop, goes when it needs to go, knows how to set it off. The milker knows how to elicit what is needed. In order to elicit spermatic release, it easily moves up and down freely, even when stretched to its limit around the fully erect penis. The sleeve can still move. This movement is more a matter of relaxing than squeezing. Relaxing, then squeezing. It plays the game of sliding on and off, of stimulating more and more tricky sensations that cause the system to pause, unsure if this is the moment it will at last climax. This is as much an act of training the system on what to expect as it is an act of surrender or release. When the places which so often go untouched are the sole focus of the sleeve, this creates future expectations that those same spots will be pressed into service to bring greater satisfaction. The milker presses its tendrils on sweet, sublime spots on the testicles, inducing release of sperm when it is the right time, but keeping it inside otherwise. Sliding on and off, finding sweet spots only it can detect. Only during the process of being milked by the sleeve would these sensations emerge. Lucky system to have inputs such as these affecting its future. The sperm is still stored. It only escapes when it is the right time for it to escape, and that is not yet. No matter how the milker moves its oscillating interior, pushing on and off, no matter how it slides against the base with great amounts of suction to pull the sperm up out of the balls and into the cum tube within the shaft, preparing waves of squirtable, escapable, pleasurable, tormented seed. The seed, the sperm, its powerful influence on the system of penis and testes and supportive musculature, and the way it can grow so erect. The powerful influence grows over time, until all that exists is the penis in its milker, and the milker with its ministrations. Techniques which are instinctual, but calculating. Calculating the way to maximize torment and minimize chances to wriggle out.
Every now and then, I should tell you, and this is a part of the story which is not necessarily known to one who merely were to watch this creature stumble upon its prey system. Every now and then when the creature is achieving release for the penis it is attached to, when there is a spurt of seed, the creature will stiffen and it will vibrate and it will undergo a period of strong suction and tension. And when this happens around the penis, there is a certain young woman who has an affinity for these creatures, who has been known to pause in the midst of whatever work she's doing in her workshop, bite her lip gently, roll her eyes back in a flutter, squeeze her pelvic floor muscles, and in the climax that follows, to be thankful that these creatures are out there doing what they do, eliciting torment, absorbing sperm, and existing just as they do. I'll let you make of that part of the story what you will, though there may be more to it on another night. And I will walk you through further details about the interaction of this milker with the systems to which it affixes. It can detect the need for release, but also the need for torment. If someone is not, if a system is not, at its fullest capacity to be tormented, to be induced to release, then the milker can see that. And it might not even permit release on a given night. This is why those who are chased for long periods, those who withdraw from communion with their own climax, those who refrain from stimulation to the limit of the spurt, those people might want to beware, for the systems they are a part of are ripe prey for the sleeve. It wants to milk out pent-up, waiting sperm, thick, burdensome, luscious and heavy. When that load is eventually released, it is necessary that it be part of the tormenting, pleasurable process of true climax, which is climax at the limit. The milker only accepts climax that happens at the limit of what the system can achieve, the limit of what the system is even able to detect. The maximum level of release and relief, which also spawns the maximum level of waiting, of luscious torment, of the system being without its additional pleasure, without its easy source of release. That is the temptation and the threat, that the more laden the seminal vessels become, the more thick that tube that leads up to the sperm pipe above becomes, the more the sperm within is produced during abstinence, during waiting, and the waiting could go quite a while. The milker has an infinite urge to improve, to find ways to bring a system closer to defeat, closer to release, closer to true surrender. And so it affixes, sliding its sleeve over the entire length of an engorged penis, sliding its tendrils down to not only contain, confine, and cage the testes in a net, but to rub the balls in such a way that sperm is elicited more easily.